Hello and welcome to today's episode of Soul Growth, where I'm getting into how to hack your way to the next level you and your next level desires. There are many people, maybe even you, that think about their next level desires as being something that's out there, something that's way out in the future. And in this way, you put your desires on a pedestal and you keep them from you for longer, because you continue to feed into this disconnect and this idea that you're somehow separate from what you want. And you might even be telling yourself some sort of underlying story that you're not yet good enough, or maybe that you don't deserve the things that you want. And so again, you're seeing your desires as being something that's out there and up on this pedestal. And when you're living and acting from this space, whether or not you recognize it, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so your next level will always appear to be out of your reach. And what I'm sharing with you in this episode will help to awaken you to where you may be acting in this way, so that you can shift and start to realize your desires, the things that you dream of having and doing right now. So, how do you hack your way to your next level life? Well, very simply, you assume the ways of thinking and being that embody that next level version of you, and you do that now. And you do this by starting to ask yourself some questions. So, how does this next level version of you act? How do they show up in life? What kind of life do they live? What kind of relationships do they have? Because here's the thing. This next level version of you is different. They think different, they act different, they show up differently in life. And remember how I've shared with you before that what got you to where you are now isn't going to get you to where you want to be? Well, this is all of that. And getting into these kind of questions is what is going to help you hack your way to that next level version of you now. The common misconception is that you need the things. You need the things to be the person. And you hear this when people say things like, when I get this, then. When I make this amount of money, then I'll be at peace. When my partner does this, then I'll be happy. When I retire, then I'll relax. And on and on and on it goes. But this isn't actually the way life works, and you don't actually need the thing to be in the state that you desire. And note that most of the things that people want, that you want, aren't actually about the thing. They're about a feeling, an emotion, like happy, relaxed, and at peace. And all of these come from inside of you. So they're things that you can tap into right now. And asking yourself the kinds of questions that I've just shared, and I'm going to share more of with you in a moment, are about tapping into the feelings that the future you, the alternate you, experience and living into them now, regardless of whether or not you have the thing. And the reason that you do this is because when you start to tap into these feelings, when you start to play in the realm of these things being real for you, you naturally elevate your energy and your thinking and your vibe. And you change your thinking and your vibe because that version of you that you're working to align with thinks, acts, and is different. And the more that you do this, the more time that you spend doing this, the faster that you integrate and match the things that you desire so that they become a reality for you faster. You know, they're no longer something that's energetically out there. They're no longer on this pedestal, because you become on the same level as them. You become aligned. You're a match. And when you match, you receive. And that's really what the basis of all manifestation work is. So none of this negates the need for doing the deeper inner game work. And as you know, I'm very passionate about bringing home the importance of doing the inner game work. And that's because the universe can't override your free will. And your free will, although it's often spun like it's about your conscious thoughts, you know by now that it's your subconscious mind that is the real boss of your life. So it isn't any good you trying to bypass looking at the pain and the trauma that you know is inside of you by just using these hacks, by just working at this head level stuff, because it won't work. And if it does, it won't last. Case in point is diets. You know, it's not a secret that diets don't work for most people. And that's because they only work on the surface level. They only change their eating habits, their physical habits, their conscious ways of being without looking at changing the subconscious programming and the stories that are deep inside of them that actually led them to putting on the weight in the first place. And if you were to research deeper into this from more than just the physical perspective, from more than just their eating and lifestyle habits, what you would find is that weight gain is actually an unconscious manifestation of a desire to feel and be safe. It's a protection mechanism. Remember, your subconscious mind is the boss of your life. It's in the driving seat. So all of this stuff that's buried in somebody's psyche comes up and manifests as weight gain. So you can see that in order for someone to lose and keep off the weight, they would need to address both the physical and emotional sides. Or put another way, both the conscious and the unconscious, which is the same as with everything else, and which is why my work is about the inner and the outer game work. So all of this is to say that you need to continue to do the inner game work, do the deeper inner game work, and you can start to work on more of these higher level inner game concepts to hack your way to your next level life. So some more questions and things to play with to get you into thinking about this next level you and who they are and how they be. So how does this version of you speak to themselves? You know, what is their self-talk like? Are they beating themselves up every day, telling themselves crap things? What do they do on a daily basis? Do they work out? Do they check in on their money every day? Do they take some time for self-care? You know, what does all of that look like? What are they investing in? What are they reading? What are they listening to? What are they watching? If you're reading crime novels or watching crime documentaries on TV as like your go-to things, and you identify that this next level version of you isn't doing those things and they're actually reading books about mindset and investing and money and all of those kind of things, that's going to naturally cause you to start shifting and moving away from the crime-based stuff and spending more of your time reading and listening to and being exposed to the things that this next level version of you is exposed to. Think about how this next level version of you shows up in life. You know, what do they tolerate? What don't they tolerate? Think about their boundaries, their standards for their life, the kind of relationships they have. How do they dress? What kind of home do they live in? And when you start to play with these questions, you're going to start to see where how you're living and acting and being isn't in alignment with the version of you that has all the things that you desire. And you'll naturally and effortlessly start to change your life today, like with the examples that I just gave about the things that you're reading and watching. Another example, if your home is a mess regularly and you've identified that the next level version of you doesn't live like that, you're going to find yourself doing what needs to be done to get your house in check, whether that's cleaning it yourself or getting your kids involved or hiring a cleaner, you know, whatever it is, you're going to find your brain starts to go to work and identify the shifts that you need to make and how to get you from where you are now to where you want to be. And you're not going to have to force or push or shame or guilt yourself into making any changes and stopping what you consider to be bad habits, because the desires to change are going to come from an aligned place because they'll be coming from the higher level version of you. And notice that none of this really requires you to have the things that you want. This is more about the energetics, the thoughts. And as you begin to align your thinking and energy with these new ways, you're going to find yourself showing up in life differently. You're going to be making different decisions, higher level decisions, taking higher level actions, and therefore getting higher level results. And ultimately, you're going to start real life in the reality that you dream of having. And a lot of this is also about you coming face to face with the limiting stories you tell yourself about why you can't have something. And these are like your cheat codes showing you what you need to work on and heal and let go of in order to become a match for what you want. So when you start asking yourself some of these questions and thinking about how this next level version of you is, you may hear a negative contradicting thought come up. And they're the things to note. Don't dismiss them. Note them down and work through them separately to this. These are the things that you need to address and clear and heal. This comes back to the subconscious and the conscious. The negative thoughts are rising up from your subconscious and they're coming up for you to be aware of what is standing in the way of you and what you want. So don't ignore them. Like I say, use them as cheat codes. They're your shortcuts to get you from where you are now to where you want to be. And all of this that I'm sharing is really about raising the standards for you in your life. And it's going to begin to create new neural pathways in your brain the more you play into all of these ways of being and thinking. And remember, as I shared with you in episode one, your thoughts drive your feelings and actions, which ultimately create the results that you have in your life. So all of this stuff is connected. So often when you're trying to create your dream life and call in more money or more love or more fulfillment, the next level lifestyle, home, car, whatever it is for you, it's really easy to get hung up on the big things and the overarching vision for it all. But this goes back to what I started out by sharing about your desires always being out there. And sometimes it's just this very shift to focusing on the micro level habits and your habitual ways of thinking that make all of the difference so that you can start seeing some actual results in your life. Another great way of using this hack of tapping into the next level version of you is whenever you're feeling stuck or in a rut, or if you're not sure what to do next in your life, a really powerful question to ask yourself is, what would the next level version of me do? And this creates such a big shift in your energy, and you're going to find yourself taking a pause so that you can respond and not react. And ask yourself, you know, how would they respond to this situation? What would they say right now? What would they do? How would they make this happen? And just like with the other questions that I've shared, you're going to find yourself doing things differently. And you're going to find yourself being and thinking differently. And it's from this space of fresh and high vibe energy that you're going to find yourself moving through things faster and not letting small things that are insignificant to your soul growth get in the way as much. You're going to make healthier decisions and you're going to have stronger boundaries and a whole host of other things that will get you feeling better in the here and now, and also help you to real life your desires faster and more effortlessly. And this is really how you hack your way to your next level life. So I'm going to get even deeper into how to hack your way to your future in an upcoming episode. This episode has really been about laying the foundations for you to start getting into now and start playing with some of these concepts and support you in starting to expand your thinking and open you up to new ways of being. And again, spend some time with these questions and listen out for and be open to the other questions that are naturally going to come up for you from your soul. Because when you're tapping into this next level version of you, you're really tapping into your soul. So of course, it's going to give you some other questions to play with and things to think about because it knows the way. So listen up, listen to it, trust it, go with it. The questions and insights that come from your soul, they might not come up straight away, but they will come. And I usually find that my downloads come when I'm in the shower or going for a walk or when I'm trying to go to sleep, which is not the best time, but I've learned to roll with it. Anyways, have fun with this because it is fun and it will change your life if you do the work and if you let it. So that's all for today's episode. Share your favorite soundbites with us on social and tag at Soul Growth Podcast and use the hashtag Soul Growth Podcast. I really love to see how all of this is helping you to shift and elevate. So don't be a stranger. And until next time, I'm out. Big love. Mwah.